Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy. Good morning. It is June 7th, 2022. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Evolution of a Witch, the book that has been giving us discussion prompts now for, like, what, a month? 2 months? So it just shows you, it's a cool book. It sparks, like, journal prompting, meditation ideas, discussions for classes. If you run a shop and you host classes, if you're a writer and you want to write about certain topics, like, it just gives a lot of ideas for how, like, things we can talk about when it comes to witchcraft. So please check it out. I like it, but I wrote it, so, like, I'm biased. Our quote of the day is, "I feel myself becoming the fearless person I have dreamt of being. Have I arrived? No. But I'm constantly evolving and challenging myself to be unafraid to make mistakes," by Janelle Monáe. So I saw a TikTok recently. I forget the user and I feel bad. I don't remember the user. But it's this couple on TikTok who is a gay couple. And they just share, like, little bits of their life. And someone asked them a question. And the question was, what was the hardest part about coming out? Right? And they responded, "The hardest part was all the time I spent wishing I was straight." And she said, "I wish I hadn't wished that, because living my life now authentically," she's like, "I've never been so happy and so fulfilled. And, just enjoying my life the way I am." I thought that was really beautiful. I actually saved that one. I actually think I downloaded it to my phone because I really thought that was really beautiful. The idea of, like, no matter who you are, if you live authentically, you'll never be as happy and fulfilled than if you try to be something you're not. I thought it was really nice. All right. So what are we drinking today? We are drinking Yuletide from sipaspell.com. This tea has rose hips, apple pieces, cherries, cranberry, hibiscus. It has anti-inflammatory from all of those before. I think it is rose hips. I think it has, like, more vitamin C than oranges, I think I heard, but I would double check. It also has ginger, cinnamon, and orange. You're like, "Tanya, why are we talking about this now?" Because people are getting sick, and it is my favorite sick tea. It just makes me feel better. I was really, really sick. I think it was in 2020, and I remember, like, I had no energy, and how I survived was ordering Thai food, eating curry, and using the only amount of energy I had to make Yuletide tea, because it was just so helpful. So I always recommend, if you pick one up for funsies or for the season, pick up another one just to save for sick time. All right, so we are going to talk about cranberry today from Yuletide. Cranberry is the magic berry of the Nordic forests. So this is from louvefood.com. "Did you know that cranberries were originally called crane berries because the 17th century growers thought the blossoms resembled the head and neck of the English crane?" So for centuries, cranberry's medicinal properties made it a valuable fruit. Knowledge of its usefulness spread across Europe, and people used it to treat bladder and kidney disease, scurvy, stomach complaints, poor appetite, and blood disorders. As science and technology advanced, scientists confirmed that long-held beliefs about the cranberry's outstanding health benefits by doing lab tests and conducting studies. Cranberries continue to be used in modern times for their exceptional health benefits. They contain nutrients and compounds that support normal functioning of the urinary systems, digestive system, and immune system. Cranberries from the Nordic forest contain more vitamins and micronutrients compared to cultivated cranberries. So yeah, just super cool. So they have powerful antioxidants, which we know because we've learned from this podcast that if it's like a if the fruit is like a dark color, odds are it has lots of antioxidants, which this tea is full of. It is a effective blood builder, so it helps with hemoglobin. It's let's see. Oh, I just love cranberries. I love the tartness. It promotes a healthy urinary system, which I isn't cranberry juice like a thing? I know in like movies and TV shows, there's sometimes a scene where someone just like goes to the store and buys cranberry juice and chugs it. But I'm gonna tell you something really embarrassing. I don't know why. I think it's for UTIs. I think that's like the whole thing. It supports gut health. Yeah, so super cool. Love cranberries. All right, moving into some headlines. This comes to us from dirt.com. For sale, Scottish Spite Castle. Oh, I need to know. I need to know. I need to know why you would call a castle a spite castle. Apparently, it's haunted by a ghost named Betty. Is Betty spiteful? All right, let's dig in. Let's dig in. Let's figure out what's going on with Spiteful Betty. Let's see what's happening over in Scotland. Okay. A huge early 20th century castle built for the Duchess feuding with her in-laws. It is spite. It is spite. Oh, I'm into it. I'm so into it. Okay, does anyone have $1.5 million to go buy the spite castle? And we can use it to go be spiteful. Oh, okay. Sorry, I got distracted. I like, I'm an Aries. I don't mind like a little pettiness. A huge early 20th century castle built for a duchess feuding with her in-laws and supposedly haunted by a ghost named Betty has come up for sale, asking the rough equivalent of $1.5 million. The 42,000 square foot castle in Sutherland, a historic country county on the northern shore of Scotland, has a very colorful history, including serving as a sanctuary for members of the Norwegian royal family during World War II and later as a youth hostel. It all started back in 1889 when George Sutherland Levison Gower, the third Duke of Sutherland, and you know he's a Duke because he has four names. Let's see, he married his mistress, Mary Caroline Blair, just 4 months after the death of his first wife. At the time, it was considered socially unacceptable, even indecent, to marry within a year of a spouse's death. In fact, it was speculated that Mary Caroline's husband, Captain Blair, who was shot, quote unquote, by accident by the Duke while hunting, might have been purposely offed by him. Shooketh. The Duke died in 1892, just 3 years after his controversial marriage, and his will disinherited all his children and left everything to Mary Caroline. Let's recap. Let's recap. Let's recap. We have this Duke. The Duke is having an affair. The Duke's wife dies, Mary's mistress. Everyone hates it because it's considered indecent. Then he dies shortly after his marriage to the mistress. And only to find out he left everything to the mistress and nothing to his children. Oof, I could see the angry Facebook rants now. Oh. Oh, there's more. His son became the fourth Duke, so his son became Duke. Contested the will. Mary Caroline was found guilty of destroying evidence in order to secure the inheritance and was sentenced to 6 weeks in prison. When she got out, her stepchildren settled a large amount of money on her and agreed to build her a castle as long as it was outside the Sutherland estate. Mary Caroline chose the site carefully, just outside the family holdings, high on a hill, so that anyone traveling south on a train would have to see the house. She added a clock tower with a clock face on only three sides, with the side facing the family estate blank, so as not to give the time of day to the family. Wow. There's more about the ghost, but I think we've already had enough of this. Yeah, there's just a ghost named Betty, who dresses in white. I mean, it's your classic lady in white ghost. Oh my gosh, but the drama, the intrigue, I can't stand it. The pettiness. Oof. All right, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, June 7th. The first quarter moon adjusts the picture frames on Virgo's walls today. Here, the moon moves into a grand earth trine to Mercury, Uranus, and Pluto. We're likely having some sudden insights about things that have been hidden for quite some time. It's possible that these things pop up during mundane conversations, making you pause for a moment to ponder the things that have come up. Do not ignore these things. You're being given access to parts of you that are usually locked away. While the sudden understanding may be startling in the moment, once the dust settles, you'll realize it's exactly what you needed to hear. Your daily moon mantra is, "Your life does not get better by chance, it gets better by change." This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Revolution of a Witch is a prompt journal made for witches by witches. Do you believe in good versus evil? What three items would be used to summon you? Who has been the most impactful person in your practice? These questions are meant to not only help you think about life from new perspectives, but to elevate your magic as well. Whether you want to write your responses and move on, or use this journal as a jumping-off point for future conversations with friends, Evolution of a Witch is a judgment-free space for you to share your thoughts and ideas. Evolution of a Witch by best-selling author Tanya Brown is available for order online at your local bookshop or wherever books are sold.
All right, so we have a question from listener Bree on April 29th on our Facebook group. Bree asks, "Does anyone know any good books or courses for trying to work with spirits?" So I love spirit work. I have a few books. Did I? Wait, I think I already read this one. Well, we're gonna do it again. Yeah, because I gave a different book. Hang on. Hang on, hang on. I think I already read this one, but I think we're gonna do it anyways. I think I said I recommended The Witch's Book of the Dead by Christian Day. I also recommended this other book, and I remember looking it up. Let's see. We also have a new podcast helper, so it might be just like a little rough for like a week or two. Please bear with us while we get streamlined. We all know that it takes like a minute to get into a good swing when it comes to those sort of things. So if we have little like hiccups or like repeats, just just give us a second to get our feet working. Yeah, Communing with Spirits, The Magical Practice of Necromancy by John M. Hansen. I haven't have not read it yet. I've heard it's incredible. Savannah gives a link to Working with Spirits from mindbodygreen.com. Andrea shares, "This new book is getting a lot of attention right now. I just got it last week, but haven't dug in yet. It is called Consorting with Spirits, Your Guide to Working with Invisible Allies." And then, yes, Magical Mediumship by Danielle Dion. We actually had her on the podcast. So if you go to witchdailyshow.com, go to the guest section, find Danielle Dion. It'll tell you which episode we had her on. You can go back and listen to her episode. She shares information on working with spirits. And then Lindsay said she read the book. She absolutely likes it. Great overview of mediumship and tools to begin doing it yourself. So thanks so much, Lindsay. I can't believe I forgot about Danielle, and we had her on the podcast, so like we know her. So definitely, I'll try to find the link myself and post it under this tab. But witchdailyshow.com, guests, find Danielle. It'll tell you which episode she was on. You can find it and listen, and get some advice from there. So I hope that's helpful. All right, so we have a journal prompt today from Evolution of a Witch. If you could be perfect at something, what would that thing be, and why would you want to be perfect at it, and how would it change your life? So this is a very interesting question, because I don't think it's as simple as, like, if you could be good at something, what would you be good at? It's the idea of perfection, right? Like, a lot of us have a lot of unpacking to do when it comes to perfection. Because nothing is perfect and perfect is boring, and that's a lot of pressure. And we're people, we're fallible, and it's a lot. So, if I could be perfect at something, what would it be? I think for me, it would be discipline. I do struggle a little bit with discipline. I feel like I am someone who I have a lot. Of, like, I can go really, really hard at something for a while, but then I need to, like, lay on the floor for a while. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Like, I'll have 2 weeks where I'm really great at everything, following my routines and work, and like I'm hitting all the points and doing it perfectly, and no one can stop me, and I'm like going like a million miles an hour, and I'm working from 6 a.m. to like 6 p.m. and da, 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 you can't stop me. And then for 2 weeks, I do nothing. Like, I'm really bad at the consistency. And I feel like if I could be really good at something, it would be that. Like, the discipline to be consistently good. Does that make sense? So I think that's what I would do. And how would it change my life? It would just make it more consistent, make everything more streamlined. I'm someone I personally just value streamlinedness. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do. I'm saying that's how my brain works. So I would want to be more streamlined in my life, which sounds kind of boring, so I don't know, but I try. All right, so we have a card pull today. Our card today is the coins from the Witch Daily Oracle. The coins. This is actually a really beautiful card. I found it the other day because I wanted to use it for spell work. So the coins is all about finances, abundance, and needs. Timing is uncertain. For yes or no, it is a yes. Your needs are at the forefront of your mind, and whether or not they will be fulfilled is stressing you out. This card is a promise of abundance and resources to come. Whether it'll be today or next month is uncertain, but hang in there and you'll get what you've worked hard for. Don't stop working for it at this point. For all readings, it's coming. Keep going. All right. So I do want to give a shout out to listener Spence. Spence, you sparkling, sophisticated moth. I also want to give a shout out to Sister Christina Benfield. Christina, you noble, sweet dragon. And finally, Kelly Corrado. Kelly, you scrumptious, starry-eyed gnome. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. So that's all we've got for today. Don't forget any books, texts, headline sources, or anything we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. I'm sorry if we repeated some stuff today. I feel like we did, but it's life. And we'll talk again Thursday. All right, bye.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.